It's 66 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Heeding a call from President Donald Trump to give Republicans more seats in Congress, Tennessee's GOP-led state house voted to carve Memphis into three reliably red districts today.
The rules required. In your seat to vote. Mr. Clerk, take the vote.
Ayes 25, nays 5.
House Bill 7003, having received a constitutional majority, I declare it passed.
The proceedings were not a tame affair. Three protesters from Memphis were arrested during the day, and Democrats in both chambers staged walkouts as the measure passed. Both residents and elected Democrats have blasted the hurried special session in which legislators changed state law to conduct mid-decade redistricting. Republicans defended the new districts and referred to the actions as a historic moment that will likely send an entirely Republican delegation to represent Tennessee at the nation's capital. As part of that package, Tennessee lawmakers dropped a requirement that voters get a notice in the mail if their polling place changes because of redrawn maps. The General Assembly now says local governments can simply post to a public website. That is one of many bills designed to make this summer's primary elections run more smoothly after the maps were redrawn mere weeks before the polls opened. The Tennessee Coalition for Open Government released a statement saying, in part, voters need more information, not less, if their voting location and precinct is changing. The group says that's especially important when lawmakers make changes as quickly as they have this week. A Tennessee man has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for cyber crimes that benefit the North Korean government. The Department of Justice issued a press release about two American nationals, including Matthew Isaac Newt of Nashville. Court documents say Newt ran a laptop farm out of his Nashville properties. He posed as an employee for the companies, but once the company laptops arrived at his residence, he downloaded software that allowed North Korean IT workers to access them. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.